Good morning. It's 8:03. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I don't know how I wind up being so lucky, but I always seem to come in here when we either have a nor'easter, but fortunately this is not a nor'easter. It is what is called a wintry mix here in the great city of Medford. And essentially what that means is it's coming down as snow, but it's not cold enough to stay on the ground, so it's just wet. Yep. So wear your LL Bean rubbers or whatever other fine gear you've got. Settle back and listen to some great tunes. Thank you.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Good morning. That was Cassie and Maggie. We heard with Strip the Willow Set. Great pair of sisters from Canada, Nova Scotia way. And this is their latest album, The Willow Collection. Before that, we heard from Imar doing the Full Orkney. Afterlight, they're based in Glasgow, which was probably why they made a big splash at the 2016 Celtic Connections. This is their first studio album and just some great, great music. And we started off with a woman who's played with the Celtic Women, but this is her solo album. Mairead Nesbitt, and she gave us the Bally Desmond Polkas, the Bells of Tipperary, the Star of Munster, Merrily Kiss the Quaker, and Dennis Murphy's Slide from Hibernia. Next up, we've got a couple of tunes from Jim Morey.
Sweet William arose on a May morning, and he's dressed himself in blue. We want you to tell the long love that's been between Lady Margaret and you. Well, I know nothing Lady Margaret's love, and I know she don't love me. Before tomorrow morning, a day to the clock, Lady Margaret, a bride shall see. Lady Margaret was a sitting in a room. Should she see between William and his bride? The lawyers are riding there. And it's down she threw her ivory comb, back she threw her hair. And you can suppose that be very well assured Lady Margaret was hurt no more. The day being
such dreams cannot be true. I fear they're of no good. I dream my chamber is full of wild swine and my bride's bed floating in blood. So he's called down his waiting men by one, by two, by three, saying, go to sleep if my new wooded bride, if Lady Margaret I might go and see. He's rode up to Lady Margaret's door and tingled low on the pin. And who is so ready as her own dear brother to rise and let him in? Is Lady Margaret up in her own barrack room, or is she in the hall, or is she up in a high, high chamber amongst the ladies all? Lady Margaret's not in her own barrack room, nor neither in the hall, but she is in. Sailing all on the sea.
to another man's wedding. All by a fair one who proved so unkind. And aye, she thought on her own former lover. The thoughts of her own true love came into her mind. In the church we were seated, and the priest then he asked us if objection was raised by anyone there, and I thought to myself, but I didn't raise an answer, and I toasted the couple as if I don't care. But when supper was over and all things completed, it fell to a young man to sing them a song. Lot it fell out on her own former lover. I'll sing you three verses, they won't detain you long, for it's many's the song. And the Lord from his lady, after 7 long years, is reunited again. Another man's wife. Oh, and how can you lie in the arms of another? You were once a true love of mine. Well, the bride she was seated at the head of the table, and every word she remembered it well. To bear it in mind, this young girl, she was not able, and down at the bridegroom's feet she instantly fell, saying, there's one request, and I'll ask of no other. The first and the last love, I swear it will be. Sobbing, she went to her bed, and it's early next morning. The bridegroom's awoken, went to his love's chamber. Till death comes to me.
me just why I wear the willow. Well, it's all for my own true love.
succeed. Don't be angry at the kids, be angry at the greed.
For all you folks from around the Boston area, three guesses who that was, and the first two don't count. Yep, that was the Dropkick Murphys with Blood from 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. They're a new album out, and if you act fast, you might be able to get one or two tickets to their shows in St. Patrick's Month. Before that was a request from Lady Moon that I was happy to play. This is the title song, Fairy's Love Song. It actually is an actual fairy song collected from the Hebrides and has a wonderful verse added by Jenna Green, which I think just totally captures that. And then we heard three pieces from Jim Morey's new album, Upsetera. The last one was Another Man's Wedding from Roud 567, learned from Nick Dow's album, A Poor Man's Gift. Most of this version comes from Joe Holmes of County Antrim, but I suspect Nick altered it quite a bit, and I've altered it even further. And he quotes from Willie Nelson, 90% of us end up with the wrong person, and that what's make the jukebox spin, from Willie Nelson. Prior to that was William of Barbary, also known as Child Ballad 100, as sung to Cecil Sharp on the 2nd of January 1906 by Mr. Gorge of Somerset, who confusingly called it Tom the Barber, despite the name Tom not featuring anywhere in the song. I learned this from Steve Turner's recording on his album Eclogue, where he called it Lord Thomas of Winesbury. And I remember John Renborn on one of his first albums with William O. Winsbury. And we started off with Fair Margaret and Sweet William, also known in the Child collection as Number 74, words from Jeff Stockton of Flagpole, Tennessee, collected by Cecil Sharp and Maud Karpeles on the 14th of September, 1916. The tune is Jim's own. And we are going out of this edition of Celtic Dawn with the Tour de Force from Shirley Collins' album.
and to your prayers obediently, and to your souls partake. For our Lord, our God, is calling all in the sky so clear. So repent, repent, sweet England, for dreadful days draw near. Let us pray, and to the living Lord let us pray. It's woe unto the women who great with child do go. Likewise their silly nurses, as they give suck also. For there's never any man so stout, nor man nor woman goes gay. But death will rot your bones, and your flesh will melt away. Let us pray, and to the living Lord let us pray. Today you may be here, dear man, with many a £1,000. Tomorrow dead and gone, and buried underground. Oh, with one stone at your head, dear man, another at your feet, your good deeds and your bad deeds will all together meet. Let us pray, and to the living Lord God bless the master of this house, and send him long to reign. Likewise his loving mistress, kind leaven to maintain. But we'll shake all care and sorrow, put on our best array, for we wish you all good morrow. God send us a joyful May. Let us pray. And it's to the living Lord let us pray.
It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was a set of May tunes from Shirley Collins from her brand new album Lodestar, Awake Awake, The Split Ash Tree, May Carol, and South Over. Well, I hope that it will be before May when I am able to return to my regular stint on the air. I'm definitely aiming for the